Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, three lines in the bottom, by the two dots. So we said in the Mishnah, Be'elu Nesh'alim Burim V'tumim, the Gemara now is going to discuss the status of different Kehanim. So it says, the Gemara Ki Asar of Dimi Amar, he said when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported that Begadim Shekain Gadol Meshamish Ben, the Shemayna Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears when he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, so Meshuach Mechama Meshamish Ben, the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he also wears the Shemayna Begadim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ubigdi HaKodesh Eshel Aaron Yu Lebanav Acharav, actually the word Acharav, we learn from there, Lemisha Ba Bigdul Acharav, to the one who's next in line in terms of greatness, which is referring to the Kohen Meshuach Mechama. Maser of Adabar Avav Amila Kedi, he asked that Yachli Yeh B'nai Shal Meshuach Mechama Meshamish Tachtov Kederach Shebnai Shal Kohen Gadol Meshamish Tachtov. The Braisa says that I might think that the son of the Meshuach Mechama, he gets first dibs in taking over his father's position, just like the Kohen Gadol son, he gets first dibs in taking over his father's position as Kohen Gadol. Tamu Leimer, therefore the Pasuk says, with regards to the son of the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says that Shivas Yamam Yobasham HaKohen Tachta Mibana Vashir Yavu Al-Mayit. It describes that the son of the Kohen Gadol, so he does the chinuch needed to take over for his father, and it describes him as Ashir Yavu Al-Mayit. So he dashed from there, the Misha Roy Lava Al-Mayit. The only one who his son takes over is one that he's Roy to go Lefnai V'Lefnim. Now, fact the Gemara, now, if it's true, like Rav Dimi said, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama wears Shemayna Begadim, so he's also able to go Lefnai V'Lefnim. Rashi explains, because going Lefnai V'Lefnim is not Talui in the shame Kohen Gadol, it's Talui in wearing Shemayna Begadim. So if he also wears Shemayna Begadim, so he's also right to go Lefnai V'Lefnim. So says the Gemara, no, I'm Rav Nachmar Yitzchak Kochi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means. Enachanami, he wears Shemayna Begadim, and Be'etzim he's right to go Lefnai V'Lefnim. However, he's still, the Braisa is still being Memaidim, because Kochi Kamar, that Kol She'ikr Meshichasu L'Oyo Maid, Yatazesh She'ikr Meshichasu L'Mochama. The Braisa really means to Darshan that the one who his son takes over is only one that his Ikr Meshicha is to go Lefnai V'Lefnim. As opposed to the Kohen Meshuach Mochama, even though he's Be'etzim right to go Lefnai V'Lefnim, that's not what he's anointed for. His ikar anointment is to go to war. Meisve, in fact, the Gemara, Meshuach Mechama, Eina Meshamish Leibar B'Kakayin Hedyad V'Leib B'Shmayne K'Kayin Gadol. So we have a brisa which has Lehedyad, that the Meshuach Mechama does not wear Shmayne B'Gadim, Kashan Rav Dimi. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Le'abaye, Elazar Mashvisle. What do you think the brisa is coming to say? That he's like a czar? He has zero Kedusha? Elu K'Kayin Gadol. Really, the brisa means to say that really you just can't wear the big K'Kayin Gadol, you can't wear the Shmayne B'Gadim, just be Misham Eva, it's because of animosity. Meaning really, Be'etzem, he has Kedusha as K'Kayin Gadol. He's supposed to meet the Raisa, he's supposed to wear, I don't know, Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, but at least the Raisa really is supposed to be wearing the Shemayna Begadim. It's just because of Eva that the Rabbanan sent not to. And Kohen Hedyah Mishamalim Bekodesh Vloy Maridin, he can't wear the big day Kohen Hedyah because once he was anointed to be the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he's no longer a regular Kohen Hedyah. So really he's supposed to be wearing Shemayna Begadim, like Rav Dimi said, so there's no kasha from this Raisa. The Raisa is just saying on a practical level that he doesn't wear the Shemayna Begadim. Well, in fact, the Gemara, we have another Kashan Rav Divi. Amalir Vadabar Avala Ravo, Vahai Tano, we have a Tano, the Lasle Eva, he clearly doesn't hold the Vachashash of Eva, and still he holds V'loikamishamish, and he still holds that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not wear Shemayna Begadim. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, so, Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyad, the following are differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyad. Take out the next three words, Par Haba Kolam Mitzvahs, the Kohen Gadol has a special Karmel Chatos, Upar Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol brings a par named Kippur, Vesi, he brings a minchas chavitin, like Pyrea, he can't let his hair grow, like Pyrim, he doesn't tear his clothing normally when he's in Avil, Avil Pyrim, who milamata vehedi milamailo, he tears his clothing on the bottom side, and the hedi tears his clothes on the top side, veimetamila kreiva, vizalami metama, even for his close relatives, umetsuva al basula, he's metsuva to marry dafka basula, umuzar al amono, he's not the marrying amono, umach siras aritseach, when he dies, the aritseach goes free, umakriv oinain, he's allowed to do that void the one he's an oinain, just vein. He just can't eat or take a portion in the manas guna. But ordinarily, he gets even first dibs in terms of which chelik he takes, and he gets first dibs in choosing which carbon he wants to bring. And he wears shemayna begadim when he serves in the base of mikdash. Upater altomas mikdash ukadoshav. He's not chayv a carbon all of yoyred for being tame and going into the mikdash or eating kachim. V'chol avoydas yom kippurim. Enoch Sheiris Alabai, he's the only one kosher to perform. Navadis Yom Kippur, Vekula Nahagas Buruma Begadim, and all of these same halachas apply to a Kohen Gadol who wasn't anointed with the Shemina Mishcha, but instead was just anointed with the Shemina Begadim, Chutz Mi Parabo Al Kol HaMitzvah, is just with the exception of this special chatos, that the Torah, when it describes the special chatos, it's Mavur, that's only for the one who's anointed with the Shemina Mishcha. Vekula Nahagas Buruma Shurah Shavar, and they're all, all these halachas apply as well to a Kohen who took the place of the Kohen Gadol. He took his place, let's say the Kohen Gadol became Tameh, so he took his place and he substituted for him, but then once the original Kohen Gadol came back, so then he left his post, so that's called the Meshuach Shavar, so he's back to still regular Kohen Gadol, so he, all these halachas applied to him, Chutz Mipar Yom Kippur Vesir Seifa. Just the only thing is that not, is that he doesn't bring a Par Yom Kippur, and he doesn't bring the Minchas Chavitin daily in the Beis HaMikdash. V'kulan Einay Hagas B'Meshuach Mechama, and none of these things apply to a Kohen Meshuach Mechama, meaning he does not wear Shemayna Begadim. The only thing that applies to the Kohen Meshuach Mechama is Chutz Mechamisha Dvar Ramur Beparisha, which is that Loi Pireyav, Loi Pireyav, he can't let his hair grow, he doesn't tear Kriya normally, Loi Metame Loi Kroivav, he can't be Metame for his close relatives, Umutsuv Al Besulo, Muzar Al Amona, Umachzes Reit Seach Kedev Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Reit Seach goes free when he dies, V'chachamim Aymrim, Eni Machzer. And according to the Chachamim, he does not even Machzer a Reit Seach. But the point is that you see straight out that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama does not wear Shmeinah Begadim. So in here you can't tell me that, oh no, it's just because of Eva, because we allow the Kayin Meshuach Sha'avar to wear Shemayna Begadim. So if this Tana holds the Kayin Meshuach Sha'avar is allowed to wear Shemayna Begadim, clearly he's not Chayshish for Eva, and still he says that the Kayin Meshuach Muhammad does not wear Shemayna Begadim, so it's a Kasha on Rav Dimi. Says the Gemara, really, it's just because of Eva that he doesn't wear Shemayna Begadim. Ah, so what's the pshat that the Tana wasn't concerned with Eva when it came to the Kayim Meshuach Sha'avar? Says the Brai, says the Gemara, because ki lasli Eva b'tikav vasei. He's not concerned with Eva when it's someone who's batsim the same status as the Kohen Gadol, which is the Kayim Meshuach Sha'avar. He's batsim a regular Kohen Gadol. It's just that now the original Kohen Gadol came back, but he's batsim a regular Kohen Gadol. So therefore, there's no animosity with him. However, b'dezuter minei islay. But if he sees the Kohen Meshuach Mochamo, who's so to speak on a dagger lower than him, if he sees him wearing Shemayna Begadim, so then there'll be Eva, and that's what the Braisa means. That's why the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad does not wear Shemayna Begadim, even though really Midaraisa he does, like Rav Dimi said. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabbi Avayu v'kar Amar lo l'hashmaita mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avayu was sitting, and he said over this halacha that Rav Dimi said, that Kohen Meshuach Mechama serves in the Beis HaMikdash wearing Shemayna Begadim, and he said it b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Hidrinu Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi l'apayu, and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they turned away, kilu saying, like, that's not true, Rabbi Yochanan never said that. They didn't say it directly, but they turned their faces away to show that they didn't approve. Ikad Amri, some say that the same thing happened, but it wasn't Rabbi Avohu who gave the shir. Rather, it was Rabbi Bar Abba Amra. He was him that he said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And again, Vajin Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi Lapayu, and they turned away. So Maska for Rapapa Bishlam Rabbi Avohu. It makes sense in the version that it was Rabbi Avohu who was giving the shir. Mishum Yikara the Beik Esar. Then it would make sense that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they didn't want to tell him directly that it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan who said it, because they wanted to show cover to the key to the Kesar, and Rabbi Avohu was close with the Kesar. El Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. But if in the version that says it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, so neimer le'meimer lo yamar Rabbi Yochanan achi. Why didn't they just tell him directly? Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it. Therefore, it makes sense, more sense, that it was Rabbi Avohu who was the one giving the shir. Ki asa Ravin. So again, this was all Rav Dimi's version. This was the Torah that Rav Dimi brought back from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, that he said that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, when he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he wears Shemayna Begadim. However, says the Gemara that ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar, he reported that Nishal Itmar, that it's not that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, when he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, that he wears Shemayna Begadim. It's when he's Nishal, when he's the one where being asked from the Urim V'Tumim, so that's when he wears the Shemayna Begadim. Tanya Amihachi, that Begadim Shekayin Gadol Meshamish Ben Meshuach Mechama Nishal Behen. It's the same Shemayna Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears when he serves. So the Meshuach Mechama, he's Nishal wearing the Shemayna Begadim. Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braisa with regards to the Urim V'Tumim that Kates Hashaylin, how do they ask a Shaylo? So a Shaylo Panav Klapi Nishal, the Shaylo faces the Nishal, faces the Kohen wearing the Shemayna Begadim. Vanishal Panav Klapi Shechina. He looks at the Shechina, he looks at the Urim V'Tumim, which was a klaf which had on it Shem of Hashem inside of the Choshen, so he looks towards the Choshen. And then the Shail asks the Shaila, for example, the Shaila that David the Melech asked, when he once asked the Urim V'Tumim, he asked if he should go to war against the Amalek, so he said, should they go to war? And so that's what the Shail then asks. And then the Nishal responds, the Kayamar Hashem Alei V'Atzlach. And so the, really the emphasis is the Kayamar Hashem, and he says Kayamar Hashem, and then he repeats the message. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Ein Tzarach Leimer Kayam HaHashem, El Alav Atzlach. He just says the actual message, Alev Atzlach. He doesn't have to say Kayam HaHashem. Says the Reis of Eiter, Ein Shailim Beko. You don't ask very loudly. Shenem Ever Shaoloi. It's Mashma only to the Kohen Gadol, only to the Kohen, the Nishal. V'lei Mahar Beliboi. And he also doesn't think the words. He has to actually utter them. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, V'shaoloi Lefnei HaShem. And the Pasuk then says, Alpiv. So he dares an Alpiv that he has to ask an Alpiv, not just be here. Elikaderach Shamar Chanu. It's supposed to be done like the way Chana did, but Tfilasa when she davened for a child. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, V'chana he medaberes Alibo, which we learn out from there that it wasn't behear her, but at the same time, other people around aren't supposed to hear either.